Jonah sounded more serious as he tried to enlighten the minds of the children.
And I'm telling you now, our people got to do right in the sight of God because He knows all about us. And I'm so thankful. And I tell you, young people these days, the young folks ain't taking the time, is ya? Time to read the Bible. Those that read can teach those that ain't read no how. For God Himself, up there in heaven, He sent His onlyest boy child to be a slave down here on earth. He dead on a cross of wood, piece of a tree. Then used them big old nails put through hands and feet on Him. He died to set all the slaves to sin be free men and women. Now, all we all do here and now is believe. Believe just in what He say down in His Bible book. Youngins, that's taken the time. Read that book. Knows what God want. All people's book. All people's book. For them.
Jonah's ability to remember the past was picking up speed. He found himself acting like an old Southern Baptist preacher man on Sunday morning. He looked out at his gathered congregation and said,
I was at a white man's church and a man got up to speak. You know, he never heard the sermon preached before about dry bones. The man couldn't even speak until they wanted him to. So when he got put up on a bench up front, he come there to speak. I take notice that in the big Bible book in his hand, preacher man says he talked about dry bones in that Bible. And we ain't know nothing about no dry bones. Preacher man says God gave us Lord's Ten Commands. Lord is coming. Yes, sir, that day is coming. That day is coming. That day is coming. And we got to prepare for that day.
Jonah started counting on his fingers, saying,
Now, all of us knows God gave us the Lord's Ten Commands. Yes, sir, we all know that the Lord is coming. We just want to know about dry bones in the Bible. Preacher man went on to tell us, That day is coming. That day is coming, and we got to prepare that day. I want to hear the first trumpet when it blows that morning. God gave us commandments, Lord. God gave us Christ, and He taken us all home to heaven. Then preacher man said, He talked about God raising the dead, and how the Lordy Himself have to come and pick up all our dry bones.
Jonah took both his hands and rubbed his ribs, and he raised them to the night sky.
He raised to heaven all the dead folk. We all just busting in at the seams of our britches, laughing at the preacher man's talk about dry bones.
The young audience had a good laugh as Jonah continued talking about the olden days.
Well, I tell you, don't pray like they used to. They don't care so much for it. Who is we all without the Lord?
He held out his huge right hand and took the hand of a child with his other and placed it between his two hands.
All power in his hand. But the young ones is forgotten that, yes. But I'm telling you myself. And then they shame. They don't honor him like they ought to.
He gave the little hand a kiss and started praying.
I pray up to heaven. Please don't lock the door. Jonah is coming. Jonah is coming. The witness is in our breath. The witness is in our breath.
Jonah picked up a bug with a small stick, and he surprised everyone when he put it into the fire.
Judgment is near at hand. It's near at hand. It's written in the Bible. Time ain't long. You believe it? I said, Lucifer, you can go right ahead, be that Satan. But it's the truth. But God are going to put a curse on you, and I say, you mark what I tell you, devil man.
Then one of the boys that had been quiet during all of this spoke.
Tell us about when you were a little baby and a little boy.
Jonah just laughed.
Oh, when I was a baby, I couldn't remember nothing. I couldn't remember nothing from when I was a baby. No, sir.
That remark got a big chuckle from the peanut gallery. Jonah took a toke on his pipe and the smoke came out his nose as he started talking again.
Back when we was children, you know, wasn't able to tend to know other children. I had an older brother, though. He could tend to children. And, just sit them down in the corner and put this child, you know how little children, put this child in between his leg and then hug his hand around this child. That's the way he nursed him.
Jonah grabbed the closest child and pulled him close.
Couldn't stand up with him. Couldn't, you know. Just enough, you know. Shake him this way in the arms.
Jonah pretended to be cradling a baby in his arms.
I can remember that. I had a brother named Willard. And he just shake that child so gentle-like in his arms. He set him on the floor sleeping, and if that child kicked much, he'd fall down and play dead, kick him over too, you know, and catch him in his arms and hug him big time. Willard, he got tick fever, mostly died. He can't do much nohow except baby keeping.
One of the girls asked,
baby keeping? Where were the baby's mother?
Well, they had certain times to come to them children's. I think about this like a cow out there will go to the calf, you know? And, you know, they'd have a certain time, you know, the cow would come to the calf and at night. Well, they come at 10 o'clock. Every day at 10 o'clock to all them babies. Give them what nurse, you know? Then what didn't nurse, they didn't come to them at all. The old lady fed them. Them wasn't big enough to eat, you know. The old mother had time, you know, to come feed them. When the horn blowed, they'd blow the horn for the mothers, you know. And they'd come like cows, just like a running, you know, coming to the children. Out of the fields. I don't know how old they, couple of years, till it was big enough to walk, I guess.
One of the girls asked,
what about when the babies get hungry at the nighttime? Did they feed them?
Jonah answered,
yes, ma'am, twice a day. Come there and nurse that baby. He couldn't eat, you know, but one that could eat, he wouldn't come until dinner time. But little one, what couldn't eat, they'd feed them in the shade.